thing about leprosy is they can get cut in their hands or in their feet, and they feel no pain. And that's the danger. They feel no pain. So they don't go to get any medical treatment at all. And then they end up so often with clubbed hands and clubbed feet. And that's why the best gift you could ever give to a leper in Papua New Guinea is a pair of plastic sandals to prevent further injury. But when you and I get that cut and that pain, immediately we get the medical attention that we need. And we should too, because it's God's will. And that pain is the signal that something is out of order and needs attention. And that's why we go to the medical profession. And there's one religion that doesn't believe in that kind of help. I think they're really off the wall. It's so good to have the balance of the church in all of these crucial areas of our life. Because the church is the only institution in the world that can save us from the degrading slavery of becoming a child of our own age. Do you remember in the last century, fascism, communism, Nazism, they were like gods. Their greatest enemy was the Catholic Church, if they could do it in. They didn't know what the Archbishop of Paris had said, though. If the church could be destroyed, the priests would have taken care of that long ago. They'd never heard that sentence. Yes, the church. And in this century, it's the culture of death. It's everywhere. And it's the church that stands up for human life. And I swear, if I were not a Catholic Christian, I would beg to be received into the church. The only issue enough for me would be the stand of this church on human life and all those beautiful laws of human sexuality that channel human life. Any other position is either dishonest or it's absolute nonsense. And I know there's some people that say that life is just an accident. Have you ever heard that? And then I remember what Edwin Conklin from Princeton University said in response to that. He's a rather famous physicist down there. And Raymond Conklin said, to say that life is just an accident is like saying that unabridged Webster's dictionary, you know, that big fat dictionary in the public library, the one, if you tried to steal it, you'd probably get a hernia in the process. To say that unabridged Webster's dictionary is the result of an explosion in a printing factory. To say that life is just an accident. Sure, parents are creators, co-creators and procreators. Yes, they are. But the creator of the human soul is only my Almighty God himself. Yes, stay with the church. And you know, many people make the distinction between the will of God and the teachings of the church. Don't buy into that. The church is the extension of Jesus Christ in the world today, his mystical, mysterious body, because he did say, he who hears you hears me. He who despises you despises me. Identifies completely with his church. And you received him just a few minutes ago in the Holy Eucharist. Make much of your thanksgiving after communion, if you have the time. The most precious moments in your entire day. The most precious moments in your entire life. You will not get closer to God this side of heaven. And if you ever want something from God, and we all do, that's the time to ask for it. Well, it's great if you can run off to different novenas. Novena after novena, that's okay too. Make your pilgrimages to Medjugorje, to Fatima, to Lourdes, Altetting, Pompeii, Loretti, Walsingham, Einsiedeln, sure, make your... But you know, we have the Son of God right here in the Eucharist. I think most people really shortchange themselves in response to this God of ours in the Eucharist.